Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and joining us usually on Mondays is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Based on the news, he joins us this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
That news, of course, Ken, is the Buffalo Billions trial, and we learn of the conviction of Elaine Calieros, the head of SUNY Poly, essentially on bid rigging. And, of course, this is a verdict we've been waiting for, and many weren't sure where it would go.
No, I mean, the government had changed the case as it went along. Originally, they were going to look at Governor Cuomo's donations, and even though they were said to be legal, they were going to introduce information about it and ties to the bid rigging to these donations, but that never happened. They got rid of some of their defendants. Others pled. So it was a weird case, but in the end, the jury found everyone guilty on all counts.
Yes, and we're talking about people like LP Simonelli, which is a construction company. These are for contracts, obviously, to do the work, but this isn't the first time we've seen the pay-to-play culture in Albany.
No, I mean, look, this week alone, we have this. We also have the Dean Skelos trial, the former Senate Majority Leader, which we're waiting to see a verdict in that case. It's a retrial of the former Majority Leader who's accused of pressuring people with business before the state to give his son work. This is the second conviction of a Cuomo administration with Cuomo administration ties. The governor's former top aide, Joe Prococo, was convicted of public corruption a few months ago. It just keeps going.
So the question is, Ken, will any ethics reform happen? And we're seeing the Republican candidate for governor, Mark Molinaro, calling for reviving of the Moreland Commission. This after Cynthia Nixon, the Democratic challenger, already did.
I can't imagine. The legislature's gone for the rest of the year in all likelihood. We've seen convictions of the two top leaders of the state legislature in recent years. We've seen conviction of a top aide to the governor, and other lawmakers have been convicted, and we have not seen ethics reform. The big question is the impact this will have on Governor Cuomo and his reelection campaign.
And what's your sense of that?
My sense is it may be a little early, but it's certainly not good. It comes at a time when we're only 2 months away from the Democratic primary he faces against Cynthia Nixon. He's not helped by the fact that the left right now are all riled up. We saw a big upset in Queens when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez beat longtime Queens rep and power broker Joe Crowley. So this gives them more fuel to think that they can get this done. But the question is, will Cynthia Nixon and Republican Mark Molinaro, who's running for governor, have the resources to make this issue stick? And will the public pay attention in an age where Donald Trump is really sucking a lot of the political oxygen out of the room?
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks for joining us today.
Anytime. Be well.